Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Not Mike Jones, Mike Jones.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls here, plus you people in a little bit. Also, coming up at 2, Broads and TK. We know Broads, of course, when he went public to the Philadelphia Business Journal a couple years ago, right? Saying
he's trying to get this job.
The dreams to be the afternoon show. So he gets to sit in this week for the afternoon show because they're on vacation, right? And, you know, he's with TK yesterday and today. They're going to be dining under the stars in media today, which is a cool spot.
That sounds kind of fancy, though.
Too fancy for Broads and TK is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it feels a little highbrow. Feels a little highbrow.
For us, for WIP? 'Cause
media, you know what, though? Quietly, media has some really, really nice food areas up there, man. It's really, really nice.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get some while they're there. But, all right, so Broads is, you know, obviously it's a big week, right? He's got to make an impression as a, you know, an afternoon show guy. So let's take a little listen to what Broads said yesterday, how he started the show along with TK, his take day one, filling in for the afternoon show.
TK, here's the truth. I am starting to really worry about Christopher Sanchez. And yesterday I did final out, and it didn't necessarily hit me in the moment just because I gave the traditional, he's too good for this to really be a problem. But when you take a look at his ERA away from Citizens Bank Park, he's got a 5.32 ERA. His changeup doesn't look as deadly as it has. And I love him. 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 But if I take a look at what is starting to hit me right in the face, his last two road starts, it is starting to get rough, and I'm starting to at least put my hand on top of that panic button.
Hmm. All right, so let's unpack that.
You said,
Let's unpack that. I heard panic. I like that out of a talk show host. Yes. And once in a while, you just need to hit the panic button, right? I mean, sometimes we slam that panic button before anybody else. Someone has to do it around here. So I like the panic. He had some facts and stats in there. That's good. Also used his eye test. He was kind of changing his mind from the night before. I appreciate that. And you know, I mean, you got to change your mind, right? You can't be stubborn.
You're a fan.
Yeah.
Well, stubborn is cool. Stubborn is okay.
Well,
it's okay.
Some people, that's their brand, stubbornness. I'm not going to say any names. But some people.
So sometimes ignorance is bliss.
It is. I'll give Broads a solid B+ for the Christopher Sanchez panic on day one hosting the afternoon show. Hugh, what'd you think?
I'll tell you what. You know, I like Broads, and the one thing that Broads always does, because you know I have ADHD, and a lot of times when I'm watching shows or if I'm having conversations with people, if you don't grab me immediately and pique my interest,
you're out.
I kind of check out.
Yeah.
And the one thing that Broads always does when you listen to him, he grabs you with his inflection, his voice inflection,
yep,
and his articulation of some of the words that he's saying. So I like it. Because when you first tune into the radio station, man, you got to grab the listeners with that initial, you know, jolt. And that's what Broads does a great job of.
Well, speaking of that, I was reading something the other day, which is actually quite scary. Do you know the average American's attention span is now down to 47 seconds?
Yes.
Huh. I mean, 40. We can't concentrate on and this is 47 seconds. It's embarrassing what has happened.
But see, this is what I do, and I think it's worked well. And it's not being rude. It's just me being honest. A lot of times, you know, because we have some great Eagle fans here, man, and there's a lot of history in this city. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've been places where people, you know, want to tell us their fandom and how long they've been Eagle fan stuff. Normally, I say, hey, man, you know, no disrespect, but can we speed this story up a little bit because you know it's starting to drag out a little bit. I mean, I've done that a few times.
Because
I mean,
love
the fans, man. But sometimes I get it. You want to share your stories because you feel like you know us. But sometimes that long talking, you got, and especially if you catch me when I'm outside of work hours, because you know when I'm outside of work hours, you might get a different hue.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
The one falling asleep in the back of a bar.
The one that's, yeah. So when you're doing all that long talking, I ain't really, you know, I ain't really built for that.
Or the one that needs help at the kiosk at the airport.
You know, there's so many different news, you know
what
I mean?
The one that smashed his head on the overhead.
Oh, man, was about to stay in Florida. Was about to be a Florida resident doing the show from Florida.
I did wonder when that happened. Like, let's say we go back and you stay, right? And then we're here the next day, and we're in the meeting, and Blue Jeans walks in.
Where's Hugh?
Where's Hugh? Is he all right?
He couldn't get his ticket.
Funny story, Blue Jeans. We left him there.
He couldn't get his ticket.
Couldn't get it printed.
Hey, that lady, because y'all were just laughing. Y'all weren't going to help nobody. But that lady was a godsend. Because I refuse, at that moment, you talk about stubborn. I refuse to ask you or Kyle for any help. I would have stayed. I promise you.
I wasn't going to help you anyway.
I know you wasn't. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't ask. I knew it. And that's why when I saw y'all over there laughing, I played it off like I didn't see it. Because I'm like, I refuse to ask either one of them for help.
I know we joke with the pop-pop thing. It reminded me of when my grandfather got up there and, like, just, like, simple directions. We got to just, like, help him out.
Man, I was stuck. I was so stuck.
I mean, you were planted to the floor stuck. I mean, you were. All right. Broads and TK round two today.
Do we think they're closer to take? Do we think Broads got closer or further than taking Spike's chair?
I think you need an A. I need to see a solid A before I say that. I mean, that's a big thing.
You know, I think we'll know if he gets the entire internet mad at him.
Right, yeah. I mean,
Spike does a great job of that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, on a daily basis. If the internet's not mad at you, you probably, you know, you're not taking anyone's job around here. That's probably how it works. Now, do you think Broads is feeling the pressure? Especially as we talk about this leading into the show today.
I mean, Broads is a professional.
Have you heard it? So every time they grill him on the afternoons, his voice starts raising like 10 octaves because he feels the pressure.
Of course he does. Well, I mean,
and he admits it openly.
Well, this is his fault for speaking so openly to the Philadelphia
Journal. I'm not mad at him for saying that, though. He's coming for that spot.
Here's the question. Does Spike feel any pressure as this all unfolds?
Nah.
Yeah? You don't think so?
Spike's a little bit. Spike. No, because, see, Spike has many lives. You know, Spike can always go back corporate. You know what I mean? He always can push that button. So Spike a survivor. He'd be all right.
You're saying he's not going to miss a meal regardless of how things happen?
No, Spike ain't going to miss no meal.
Okay.
He ain't going to do that.
Yeah, but he likes hosting the afternoon show with those guys.
I think
guys.
He does.
Yeah.
And they have great chemistry.
They do,
Him and Ike together, they have great chemistry. And Jack, for that matter. Matter of fact, I'm not mad at Jack. Remember when Bryce was looking for somebody to pitch for him?
We still don't know who will pitch for Bryce in the home run derby.
No, we don't. I am not mad at Jack for throwing his name in the hat for that.
Do you think he's got a shot?
No. Jack looked professional in that picture.
I gotta say, I think it's time Jack keeps his grubby hands off our Phillies. With the Trey thing, I mean,
the
guy's
hug.
A disaster.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The hug, did you forget that embrace? It's like brothers who haven't seen each other in decades.
But, well, what I saw was two people that were happy they found each other.
Like, what does that mean?
Okay, I'm about to explain it to you. I've worked.
How is Trey Turner happy he found Jack?
Because Jack was the one that helped orchestrate the standing ovation at the time to help Trey get out of that slump. And I think Trey appreciated that. And it allowed Jack to, because I saw the college picture, which was pretty cool. It allowed Jack to pick up on his dream of being in a major league locker room.
More likely to happen. More likely. Bryce Harper picks Jack Fritz to pitch him at the home run derby, or Broads takes Spike's job.
Broads takes Spike's job.
Wow.
But no, wait, you know what? Bryce does listen to the show.
No, I know.
He listens to their show.
And he probably remembers the Trey thing. Here's my thing.
Jack got a shot.
Jack, among everyone I know, would be the most likely to be able to pitch to Bryce Harper in a home run derby. You don't have to throw hard, right? Because he can't throw hard anymore. He hasn't pitched in a long time. You only have to throw like batting practice kind of pitches, right? That's the whole point. But you can't pick someone that's not pitching currently, or like a coach currently. Like, what if Jack hits Bryce Harper by accident and breaks his hand?
He's not going to be throwing heat.
Oh, Jack would probably cry.
No, but you can you trust Jack to throw the ball over the plate?
You know what?
In a big moment.
The only thing that if Jack got a chance to do it, the only thing that I'd be nervous for Jack is all those people.
Yes.
And him like, because Jack gets a little, you know.
Well, and then if he starts throwing a bunch of balls and Bryce's like, what are we doing? And everyone's booing him.
Yeah.
The whole stadium boos Jack. Yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I think most likely neither of these things are going to happen anytime soon. But we decided to talk about it. Jared in Charlotte is up on WIP. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say that it's time to get the throne ready. because most likely the Kings come in here.
See, Jared's getting his hopes up. I like it, Jared.
No. I'm not getting the hopes up. It's the facts that's doing it.
I like that. He's a Sixers fan, but he is in Charlotte's point.
Yeah.
He means
like Kyle has a big fear that we're going to be used for an unknown team.
Oh, no, it's not a fear. We're getting used. You're a sucker.
In LeBron's prior free agencies, he's always went to one of the top three teams that were speculated. Mm-hmm. It was never an outside team. Not only that, two of the three times, he waited 7 days and 10 days before he signed, other than L.A., which he signed right away.
This guy's cooking.
What made those two times special that he waited? One was they had to trade Michael Beasley away, get Bosch on the hook, and figure out contracts. With going back to Cleveland, where did he want to go? Well, what did he have to do? They had to trade Wiggins for Love and then set up contracts, and it was all announced. Both deals, everything was announced in the same day. Now, with this one, we have another guy that needs to be traded, and that's Embiid. And then on August 6th, AD is available to sign a four-year, $275 million extension and forego his option year, which is the following year, which makes this year his last year. So if Washington does not give him that, they will swap out Embiid for AD, and then he signs. So if that's before August 6th or after August 6th, who knows? But LeBron has always waited, because if he wanted to go to Cleveland, let's just be real, they can't do anything other than have Harden resign. They can't do a sign and trade with Harden. They can only resign Harden after LeBron signs. So they're static. So if he wanted to go to Cleveland, it would be done. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be talking. It would be over like he did with L.A. But L.A., they had to wait a year for AD. So he just signed right away. It was done.
It was.
Whereas in these other deals, he's waiting. What are we waiting for?
He's waiting to come to Philadelphia. Jared has just laid it out for everyone. The King is coming to Philadelphia. You heard it here from
Jared. All going to be so disappointed.
Well, no, what we are doing is we're reading the tea leaves. Jared's got facts.
Just trying to help you guys.
That's pretty good.
No.
I'm okay with that.
You're welcome, Jared. Jared's becoming one of my favorite callers. Remember last week he gave the facts on Jalen Hurts? He's a facts guy, right? He comes in, he's got his facts, and he lays them all out, and he just lets the chips fall where they may. I like that. Andrew in Westchester up on WIP. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's Andrew. What's up?
Thank you for bringing me so much joy. I'm in my car a lot now, so I get to listen to you guys a lot more, and just really a great show.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate you being part of the nonsense here every day with us.
No, it is nonsense. It's pure nonsense, and I thrive in that kind of community. But I wanted to talk about the Wheeler thing, and I'm on board with you. I think that's a very kind of romantic, poetic idea with the whole Lizardo thing. But if we're going to take it that far, and, you know, you guys were just talking about that poll and everything, I mean, you know, like, arguably, like, maybe Wheeler should have been in there ahead of Sanchez. You know, what if we made this, like, what if we took this bigger? What if Sanchez was the one who went in and said, look, I'm throwing my glove down. I'm not going into this game.
Well, Andrew, like I was joking about the Rudy thing, because they all put their jerseys on the coach's desk. I like your idea, though, the gloves.
Right?
Everyone drops their gloves on Dave Roberts' managerial desk. Like, I'm not going unless he goes.
Right. And you throw all the health stuff. And do you remember when Wheeler came back and the Phillies hadn't turned it on offensively? Do you remember how embarrassing that first start Wheeler had when he came back?
Yep.
And he pitched a really nice game, and they just left him hanging out to dry. And I thought it was also poignant after Sanchez got named, and he pitched arguably the worst game of his career on Saturday. And Wheeler came out and absolutely smashed it up on Sunday. So I was kind of happy to see that in some ways, but it doesn't fix the problem. So I hope they figure something out, man.
Well,
you know?
It would be great. I mean, it's
definitely
just
not right.
Yeah, it's crazy that we're going to have this game next week, and he's going to be at his house, you know, somewhere in wherever he lives around here, and watching like the rest
not
of
written.
Us.
I'm holding out hope.
I know you are. Andrew, good phone call. We appreciate you listening.
It's not written in stone yet.
What do you think about everyone dropping their gloves on the manager's desk? If he ain't going, we're not going.
See, you know what? You know what, Joe? I don't like that, because you made it a Rudy moment. That's what you're doing.
You made it a Rudy moment.
No, I did
you
not
did.
Make it a Rudy moment. I didn't.
But isn't that like the most famous theatrical example?
I don't recall that in Rudy.
What do you mean, recall it?
But then again, I I don't recall Rudy that much. I remember the sack that he got.
Yeah, but how did he get to play?
Him off on the shoulder.
So it was his last game. He was a walk-on, right? Last game of his senior year.
5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. I remember that.
I forget that actor's name. I love him in that. He's like the...
He used to be Rock. I can't remember his name either. Charles, not Charles. Charles is that? No, that sound... I don't know. That sound right?
He had a cool thing about him. Yeah. But he was a great character in that movie. Anyway, it is a Rudy thing. They all dropped their jerseys on the coach's desk. They said, if he ain't playing...
Charles Dutton.
We ain't playing. Charles
I was right.
Dutton.
Charles Dutton. Charles S. Dutton. I was right.
So are you Charles Dutton in this?
I guess I could be. I ain't shaving, though.
We're remaking Rudy.
You're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. Nah, but I think it's the right thing to do. Because he's very, very... Willard's very, very reserved in his delivery.
Yeah.
And he was not, he's very, very upset. And I think they should make it right. I think that we
six
still
foot
got
nothing.
I can't believe
nothing.
How much you ran with this.
I know. Play. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean? This was your idea. Great idea, by the way, Kyle. I want to give Kyle Quinn a shout out for his great radio idea.
This is your thing.
No, Kyle.
It's attributed to you.
But it's Kyle.
It's called tattletaling, what you're doing right now.
Nah, nah, boo, boo.
You are a tattletale.
You know what? Is this going to be your new thing when you don't like the reaction to something? You know what, Kyle?
I don't care. Yeah, I don't like the reaction thing.
Kyle
don't
told
me
to
much.
Say it.
But I just thought it was, I just thought actually, it was a like sound idea, but I just, I, and I took it and ran with it.
Well, I have great ideas.
He does.
Yeah, except
this one wasn't mine.
When you put this in practicality and Jesus Rosardo gets screwed,
no,
and Wheeler has to feel like, you know, see, like, yeah, a charity case here.
This is why it's important, people, especially for y'all that don't listen as well. You got to catch the beginning of the show because I think I waxed poetic about how this should work. And I also said that I feel like it makes the locker room uncomfortable given that you got the pandering chief over here. And these are not my words. These are just the way.
These are literally your words.
These are not my words. This is just the way
you know
that I'm painting this picture to help people understand.
You're calling Bryce a pander,
Scepter's finest with the cleats over here that begged everybody to vote for him in All-Star game.
I might steal this.
And then Lusardo, you know, he gets the nod. And Will's over there looking like, are you freaking kidding me?
I'm going to write this down.
Did you watch me shove the other day?
To remind me, I'm going to set an alarm. I don't know what month, October, November, December. When I get on the air and I say the Eagles should bench Jalen Hurts, I'm going to say, these aren't my words.
My words.
But I think they should do it.
Yeah. Is that how you get out of it?
Oh, okay.
No, it's not how you get out of it because people don't listen, but you can give it the old college try.
I'm going to do it. A wise man once told me, just say these are not my words before I say it.
I like, where were we at when the lady said, stop talking about Jalen Hurts or something. Where were we?
We were at the regatta.
And I told her, I said, but if we didn't talk about him, you wouldn't be here.
So it's Barry Regatta.
Responding. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then we talked about Jalen after that.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, let's get to you people, see what they're up to today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Still ain't fixed these.
Open up the chat today, this morning to start the show. What do I see?
Jalen.
You guys want to take a wild guess?
They're fighting
about Jalen Hurts versus Josh Allen.
I did hear, I think it was a Times Yours call at the end of the morning show today, and it was just about how Josh Allen, you know, is a loser, and you know he doesn't win big games and all that.
Man. Oh, dude, he stinks.
It's like, where did that come from?
Guy stinks.
Three, four more weeks, we'll be...
Jalen's so much better, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got a Josh Allen's holding the Bills back.
Oh, my God.
Just makes so much sense, guys. Yep. Just keep on keeping on.
Anyone remember before he got drafted there that the Bills had missed the playoffs for like
he made
18
them somewhat
straight
relevant.
Years? Yeah, okay.
Jim Kelly was the last good quarterback they had, right?
Yeah.
Then they had like Rob Johnson.
And Doug Flutie.
How does a league MVP hold a team back is what I guess I'm stuck on.
Callers are saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. What's up and shut up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a little good.
We're a talk show. Yeah. We can't.
Yeah, well, no.
We have to stay on the air.
Well.
They're here. So, how dare Joe start the show by insinuating Hugh made a mistake?
Well, I don't make mistakes.
You know, exactly. Now that I think about it, the Lizardo-Rudy thing was your spin to get out of your mistake of leaving Wheeler off the top 11.
Well, you say I was being a filibuster?
Yeah. Yep.
And it worked. Actually, you know what? Credit to you. You dragged us in, and we yelled about it for 4 hours.
Typical you.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, okay. Sure you don't.
Right. I don't recall that. Mm-hmm.
You guys are an embarrassment to the city.
To the whole city?
The whole city.
It's a big city. A lot of people.
Yeah. I've been called worse.
That's going to be our fault when LeBron doesn't come here because okay. we're an embarrassment.
It could be worse. Okay.
Sorry.
I sense jealousy of Elliot. When's the last time you guys have been to the barbershop?
Well, I take my son.
I've been to the barbershop.
I take my son. He gets haircuts.
Well, I used to get the beard shaped up, but I haven't done that in a while. I need to go after a while. I need to go get it shaped
up. When was the last time I had someone, like I paid for someone to cut my hair?
See, that's the kicker right there. Pay.
7 years. Wow. Seven years. For a while.
You're not missing much. It's getting way too expensive.
I would say you're probably about 40 to 50 bucks. If you buy 50 bucks for a haircut now, because if you leave a tip.
What?
Yeah, it's
probably 50 about 50 bucks.
It's way for a haircut?
Yeah, it can. Probably about 50 bucks.
It has to stop.
I feel bad bucks. For you guys. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well society should go
you gotta
bald.
Get that flobby.
As a protest.
You come on home. Everybody come on home.
Let's get it going.
50 bucks.
What a terrible take by Hugh Douglas and not Kyle nor Elliot that Lizardo should give Wheeler his spot.
It's Hugh's take. I mean,
told you it was going to get attributed to you.
Oh, no, another person ain't paying attention to what's being said.
You just back the take. That's what you were doing today.
I 100%
I would actually, I would actually contend that the specifics of that sentence is very clear that they were listening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Yeah. They get it.
But they're still attributing it to you.
Yeah, but they nailed everybody in this.
Yep.
What happened earlier? I forgot. Oh,
it was Aaron.
No, was one also was the nut butter that got.
Yeah,
butter got you. Yeah.
And then the Aaron thing.
Well, the Aaron thing, I thought we should have dumped it. I mean, that was crossing some sort of line.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yikes. Rudy was a scrub, Hugh. Enough disrespect.
That person gets it. It fits with but the pitchers aren't really athletes. Yep. Zach Wheeler is just Rudy Rudiger.
I started the show and said Zach Wheeler got that dog in him.
So Rudy had that dog in him.
Rudy was a tryhard.
Right, but
that's that dog in him.
But he had that dog
is
in
that
him.
That's what we call it?
I mean, he got his ass kicked to practice like by all Americans every day, and he kept coming back for more.
I get you that one.
That's why the players loved him at the end.
Yeah, I get you that one.
All right. We've had some dynamite opens at the show from Hugh before, the one that we played earlier today, but might as well rehash it since we're here.
And try to recalibrate what their offense is, what their quarterback is, and who are the young players that are going to pay for the future. Hugh, it doesn't feel like an all-in season to me that the Eagles are setting up, and it feels to me like we're in a transition. Where do you come down on what they've done and kind of what they're telling us?
Huh?
But
that ain't right.
We had kind of a new one this morning.
As they continue to try to lure LeBron here to Philadelphia. And how about Zach Wheeler, the all-star snub last night, 14 strikeouts. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philly. Hey, I met what I was about to say. I was
what happened there?
Because we were talking about Matt, because we were watching a commercial. Okay, full disclosure.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was like, hey, I played with that guy. And I said he played offensive lineman at the Jets. And Joe pulled his name out of hat. And I said, yeah, Matt Willick. And I was telling Joe a story about how when, like, one of the first guys I got in a fight with at training camp. Man, that don't sound right. It just sounds like I'm a rabble-rouser when I say it like that. Okay,
yeah, one of the first people I've ever gotten to a fight with at training camp. So it was a regular occurrence.
As if there's 50 afterwards. Of them.
Yes, but the first one.
You know what? I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, but for the sake of this story, I was saying that's Matt. And so when we started talking, Matt's name was still in my mind, and I was still thinking in stream of conscience because before I got to tell the end of the story, we started I ran out of time, so that's where that came from.
So you were stopping yourself from calling him Matt Wheeler?
Yeah, I was about to call him Matt Wheeler.
Okay, which would have been a great drop.
I just loved it beginning. Good morning, you. Good morning, Joe. What was I about to say?
Yeah, because I'm like, man, I was about to say Matt Wheeler.
It's like balking on the first pitch of the game.
Yeah,
like,
I was about to say Matt Wheeler.
Starting.
Because, dude, speaking in stream of conscience, it's a blessing and a curse at times. Because sometimes you say some things and be like, damn, didn't want to share that.
Well, I
overshared
think the best talk show hosts have some of that in them, where it's just like, you don't know where this is going to go. Holy hell, what is he going to say next? All right, speaking of... Broads, TK, Dining Under the Stars, which if I think of two people, I think of those two. Dining Under the Stars.
I did not think of those two people, but this should be interesting. Well,
take a
guilty.
Listen. They're next. Midday Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.